It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here's what's cooking on the day's Sports Stove Local Hour. We're talking EKU football with head coach Walt Wells.
McKinney looks, sets to the pocket, throws open receiver, touchdown! Colonels, we're not done yet!
Our identity is we're going to press for 40 minutes, we're going to play up-tempo, we're going to play with unbelievable passion, and then our brand is the most exciting 40 minutes in sports.
Welcome into an all-new edition of the Sports Stove Local Hour. Ryan could not be with us tonight, but that's okay. We've got another someone to join us, and that's the head football coach from EKU, the one and only Walt Wells. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you back for sure. Exciting times this weekend. Got to go out and hang out at the spring game and watch the somewhat of the team in action. A lot of guys out this weekend as well. But let's start with
you noticed that.
Yeah. Let's start with the spring in general. How are you feeling with the all the spring practices and things done?
Well, I think we got a lot of things accomplished that we were setting out to. We have a lot of new faces on our football team. Obviously, at the quarterback position is what everybody wants to talk about, but we do in our secondary and at our wideout positions, and then up front a little bit on the offense and the offensive line. And then we had some new guys come in and playing some inside linebacker for us. So I had a lot of guys that should be back in time for training camp. And only one guy that I know that's going to miss the season so far that I can think of right out of the top of my head. And so I think that's a good thing to come out of spring with. But I like the energy, and I liked how our kids played. I liked how our coaching staff approached it and the energy that they had. And, we've had some changes, and I think, change is not always a bad thing. And right. And I don't mean that in any disrespect to anybody, because the people that were here before us did a great job. And we won a conference and went to the playoffs. So it's not like they were bad coaches. It's just sometimes, change and new voices and things just tighten the screws on everybody a little bit.
Definitely. And, you brought up quarterback. I know you're not going to give us the answer everyone wants just yet, but how different is it going into a off season, not having that quarterback that's been there for several years, knows the system? I mean, I'm not saying the guys don't know the system, but it's a different dynamic this year for sure.
No doubt about it. I mean, Parker has seen everything that you could see as a college quarterback and was a great player for us and one of the greats to ever play here, in my opinion. And I've seen a lot of them. And, but it's college football. It's time for him to move on. And, and he's trying to do what he's trying to do. And we've got to get our guys ready to go. And I think, Matt Morrissey and Cam Hergett both had really good springs and at different times had good springs. So it continues to create competition. I thought our young guys got better. I thought Kobe Lambert and Jackson House both got better. And so I think, as we're going into the summer, it's going to be critical for our offense that these men – get together with our receivers, our tight ends when they get healthy and everybody gets healthy and throw and get to know each other better.
Let's talk about running back. Obviously, Braden chose to move on, but you still have experience there with Josh still being there, Josh Carter. And I've heard a lot of good things about Braden Lathan coming into this year as well.
Yeah, we hate that Braden Sloan left, but, he's got to do what he's got to do for him. And And that's, you know, that's where we're at in college football right now. And so we wish him nothing but the best and hope he has a great season wherever he goes and decides that that's fitted for him. But like you said, Josh Carter has had a phenomenal year last year. He's had a great offseason and a great spring. Really pleased with where he's at and how he's performed. Braden Latham is one of those guys that got dinged up in practice, but he is so far so good. He's where he's supposed to be and should be back in time for, you know, June and July training, and then obviously training camp. And then we got Telly McAllister back, and Telly was a young man that, you know, tore every ligament in his knee and finally got back this spring. And, you know, you could see him tippy-toeing a little bit, tippy-toeing, and then quit tippy-toeing and then starting to hit it. And he broke a couple big runs. And Telly's got some good speed. So, you know, that's one room that we've got a little depth in. And, you know, I know Coach Richmond will find a way to motivate them in. And you know, when one is great as Braden leaves, the other ones, you know, want to show you that they're just as good.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you talk about a room that has experience. Your O-line room still has a fair amount of experience in it, even with losing. And we'll talk about Josiah here in just a little bit. But you bring back Peyton, of course, at left tackle. You got John Stone back, Vincent Mullins back. And you've got guys who were on the roster last year that are looking for their opportunity this year, along with transfers. But it seems like that O-line room's in a pretty good spot.
I think we will be. I think, you know, we had some injuries there this spring. Nothing that was significant as of right now. One of our guys is getting surgery, but it should only be a 6 to 8 week process. So, you know, he'll be back mid-June, back when we're getting ready to go. And, you know, if it's 8 weeks, he'll be back in July. We still got a whole month to get him ready for training camp. So, you know, those things are important. We held Peyton from a lot of activity because, you know, he's been here 6 years, wear and tear on his body. I didn't want anything to happen. But he did some individual, he did some one-on-one stuff, and he showed why, you know, he's an All-American and potentially a draft pick. You know, and then you're right, we've got a lot of guys coming. You know, we only lose Josiah, so you know, we got a lot of guys coming back that are fighting for the job, and once everybody gets healthy and on the same page, I think we'll have a chance to have a good offensive line.
You mentioned after the spring game yesterday, kind of just that you're really pleased with what was going on up front, both on the O-line and D-line, with the spring that they've had. And that seems like that's where you have the most returning guys at. Does that flow because of that reason, you think?
Well, there's no doubt. They've seen what's going on. Our defensive line had a really good spring. I thought they played with a ton of energy, ton of passion, and they were making plays. I mean, as you saw, we had a bunch of sacks Saturday, you know, and I know they're going to, you know, face more challenging situations, let's say, than what they faced. But, you know, it's good that they're making those plays when they can make them. And, you know, that we've got probably more than this, but I know we've got 4 seniors up there, maybe 5. When you consider, you know, Darian Baker, you consider Ryan Jackson, Marvion Field. Gabe Fletcher's not a senior, but he's been here since 2020. So, you know, he's got one, you know, because of COVID, he's got 6 years. Yeah. And Gabe came on and did some nice things. And then Darius Sterling has done some decent things. He'll be a redshirt junior, I think it is. And so, you know, and then Jeremiah Bailey is the youngest one. He's a redshirt sophomore and might, you know, might be the most talented, you know. And so I really like where we're at with those group of men. Really good players, really good people. Coach Eric Mathis has come in and they've adopted him, and he's adopted them real quick and adapted also. And I think that's important because they feel like, you know, like I said, we had changed at that position. Coach Hawkins got the job at Georgia State. And so now they're learning new and different things from Coach Mathis. And I think anytime you got a chance to put another tool in your toolbox, that's what you're looking for.
A guy that stood out in the spring game, he wasn't originally on the roster, at least this number wasn't on there, but I'm told it's Braxton Baptiste number. He was wore 23 in the spring game this weekend. He stood out. He seemed like he was everywhere during that game.
No, Braxton's had a good spring for us. He's really made a name for himself. He's got some things he's got to improve on, but, you know, he's a transfer. He's from Russellville, Kentucky, which is right, you know, Logan County there, right by Bowling Green. And he went to FAU to start off with, and then, you know, came home and he came in this semester, was his first semester, and he's done a nice job at the jack position. Got the pick six, which is everybody remembers from Saturday, well, which was a heck of a play, but he's made some good plays. And I think if he has a great summer and takes care of things that he needs to take care of this summer, he'll have a chance to earn some playing time.
I like what you guys have on the outside, on both sides there at linebacker. You know, we've, again, some guys entered the portal, and I kept looking, thinking, oh, man, that's going to hurt. Then I look and I go, well, actually, no, you got a lot of really good guys, a lot of depth out there. Cam Jr., Gabe Stevens, Frank Lee, Cornelius Evans. Then you add in Baptiste, Marcellus, all these guys that are there. It's just kind of one of those things where I think some people may see all the people leave and don't realize, well, it's okay, because there's actually a lot of guys still here.
Well, I think that's one thing I credit our coaching staff, Caleb Cox, as recruiting coordinator, and you know, and Jeff Griffith, who helps us out, and our director of player personnel roles, now moving into the chief of staff role, you know, is finding talent, recruiting talent, getting them on campus, and giving them the opportunity to be a good player. You know, we got Jonquez McGowan out there, who transferred from Tennessee Tech. He was a two-year starter at Tennessee Tech. And so, you know, we get him here. He's competing with Cam Jr. And, you know, Jack Chappell came in early and got his beak wet out there from North Laurel. And he really showed that, you know, he's a college football player and can be a college football player. So, you know, like you said, I like where we're at on our edges. We get Frank back. He had three surgeries after the end of the season. But none of them were major, but all of them took him away from time. And so it'd be fun to see a healthy Frank Lee, you know, to be honest with you. And I really thought Gabe Stevens grew up and did a lot of good things. And he's athletic as they come. And so we've got a lot of competition, and that's what makes it great. You know, our philosophy in recruiting is, you know, we're going to recruit you to take somebody's job. But when you get here, we're going to recruit somebody else to take your job. So it's your job to keep your job. And, you know, some people don't like that. And they found out real quick, this ain't the place for them. That's how we're going to recruit. And we're going to continue to do that if we can.
On the defensive backs, and I haven't been able to watch spring practices this year. I was there for Saturday, and Trey Gooden's really stood out as well as a guy that seems to have taken a step forward since the season.
That's a great call. I mean, Trey's a typical guy that came here in 2020, wasn't ready to play, wasn't ready to do the things that he needed to do, showed perseverance, showed work ethic, had some ups and downs, and then finally bought into one of our core values, which is purpose, consistency, and performance. And that's what he's doing. He's consistently performing. You know, Coach Watson, Rashad Watson, our new defensive back coach, has really enjoyed coaching him. And, you know, Trey's the kind of guy you always try to replace. And he's just out, you know, his best quality this spring was his availability. And he was there day in and day out. He made plays on the ball. He made plays in the air. He made tackles. He blitzed well. You know, really, really impressed with how he improved.
Well, we could talk about all the guys. It would just take a long time, so we won't do that. I know Ryan gets a little bit of flack when we don't have some guys on the show. When am I going to be on the show? Ryan says, you got to earn it. So we'll talk about more guys as we get going on through that. Let's transition, though. Let's talk about a couple guys that from the team last year. Josiah Ezrim, of course, gets drafted. That was the expectation really since last year. And he gets to go to New Orleans. How exciting is that for you to see not just him get a chance in the NFL, but actually get his name called on draft night?
Well, I mean, I think everybody saw the video, right? I mean, yeah. He was so excited. And, you know, Josiah is such a good young man. He's been brought up right by his parents. You know, he's got a lot of class. He's got a lot of, you know, he's got a lot of pride in being from EKU, quite frankly. And you know, that says a lot for me. And we're just so happy to see him. You know, we wish every young man could get their dreams like that. But, the, you know, as we all know, the higher you go, the less you get to play and the less opportunity you get to play. So Josiah getting this opportunity to get drafted, he's the first one since 2000. The last time I was here was 2015, I think it was, with Noah Spence. And so, you know, I told him when he called me, I said, hey, buddy, I'm going to have to change that poster down there and put your big butt up there, you know, and let your picture be seen. He's fired up about that, you know. Yeah. And so he's athletic, he's long, he's strong, he's got some things he's going to learn, but he'll do well down there, and New Orleans is a great fit for him.
And then I talked with Logan yesterday, just messaging with him, and so excited for him too. He's going to go to camp with the Packers first. If he doesn't get signed there, he's going to go visit New Orleans as well with the chance down there also. And the first thing that I said was, I mean, an ideal fit on special teams is Logan Blake, the athleticism that he gives and an opportunity that he has. And of course, I'm a diehard Packer fan, so I'm really hoping he signs there and gets on there. But how proud are you? I mean, 1 year with Logan, and again, coming from an NAIA school to EKU and just looking like he belonged from day one.
Well, I think the great thing there is that he, you know, he went from being an unknown to a known, and you know, that shows the type of person he is, the type of player he is. I think that's credit to him and him coming in and working and staying the course, because it wasn't easy for him. The transition was hard in the spring, and he wasn't starting coming out of the spring, and, you know, he was worried about it. And I know some of the coaches that he knew, he called and asked him, like, you know, did I do the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? And they're like, yeah, just be patient. And sure enough, in camp, it started coming to him more and more, and guess what? He ended up starting and playing well for us, and you know, Buck Buchanan Award finalist and all those things in just 1 year. So I think it just shows, you know, I hope it shows all to all the portal guys that we're trying to recruit that you can come here, and we're going to judge you on you, not you know, anything other than you. And we've proven that, and we'll do that. But I think the Packers will give him a run at fullback too. And I think, you know, his pro day when he did so well, both at linebacker, at the testing, and then at fullback, I think that, you know, it gave him an opportunity to say, hey, we got to, you know, more than, you know, whoever that scout was, more than me, has to see this guy, and we have to get him in here so you can see him. And I think that's what happened. And same thing with the Saints.
Yeah.
So hopefully he doesn't go to the Saints. Hopefully he gets signed by the Packers and it's over with.
Definitely. Anything that you can share, any updates that you have on the other guys? I know there's a couple other guys waiting for those phone calls as well. And I don't know if there's anything, we didn't talk beforehand, so I don't know if there's anything you can share. No. Or if you know anything.
Right. No, you know, Parker had some opportunities and then they fell to the wayside a little bit. And unfortunately that's the business of this side of it. And, you know, when billionaires, you know, there's 32 billionaires that own these team, and the men that work for them are a little ruthless at times. And unfortunately we learned the business of that with Parker. And I haven't heard anything on Frankie, Frankie West. I know he had some interest, and I think Frankie is, I think he has some CFL interest. And so I think he may end up in that arena. If that comes to call, but have not talked to those. I mean, I've talked to them, but I have not talked to them here recently with any updates, other than they're still out there, and both of them would still like an opportunity to play.
You know, you talked about this briefly with Logan too, but the just the advertisement it is for the university, for your staff and the program as a whole, to see, you know, last year three guys on NFL teams. You had Matt, who was special teams there in Tennessee, especially TK and Willie as well. Now this year you got Josiah drafted, you got Logan in camp. That's, I mean, I know you said hopefully the portal guys see this, but obviously you got to be really proud of where you guys have come in your time here.
Well, no question. And I think if you look at it, you know, Matt and Josiah were high school kids that were signed. You know, the portal guy, you know, Willie and TK, and Logan, you know, came here and bought into what we were doing and had to have opportunities. So I think, you know, credit goes to our staff for recruiting and development. And, you know, that's what we want to be. We, you know, I think everybody underestimates how good, how much development goes into football and how long it takes. And everybody's at different levels. I mean, when TK got here, there was no way he could play in the NFL. And then just 2 years later, you know, at the end of the season, he actually started a game at defensive tackle. And, you know, I think that says a lot. And, you know, I think they have to understand that there's a development process, and we have that ability to do that. And, you know, the most important thing I always tell any recruit coming in here is playing. You have to play. And, you know, if you want to go somewhere and be a part-time player, you want to go somewhere and not play a lot, then that's on you. And that's your prerogative if that's what you want. But we want guys that desire to get on the field and play. Now, that doesn't guarantee playing time, but what it does guarantee is an opportunity. And that is what you're looking for.
Who is, and I know this is a really hard question to answer, but who is the one guy that you'd say, man, from the end of the season to the end of spring, we've really liked the progress that he's made?
Whew, that's a great question. And I think there's a bunch of guys like that. But I would say Kylan Robinson right now is one that just really stood out. You know, he's coming off two major surgeries, both shoulder and knee. You know, he's been here, I don't know, it feels like he's been here for 4 years, and he's, you know, he's never played hardly. And so he came through at the end of the year. He could play three games at the end, or four games at the end. He got in on some special teams, but that's it. But he just kept working in the offseason. He did a really good job with Coach Brown in the weight room. Coach Brown was impressed with him. And then, you know, he started off as a two in spring, and he's still, you know, they're still fighting. There's a three-man rotation right there that we're fighting through to see who's going to be the starters. But, you know, he ended up with the ones, and you know, he really is playing physical and fast, and he's understanding our defense. And the biggest thing for Kylan is Kylan likes to do sometimes what he wants to do, and he's controlled that, and he's in for the most part. Now he's still got that in him, but he's doing what he's coached to do, and he's seeing the dividends from that, and I think that's so important. So I would say Kylan Robinson is one of them.
I like it. Last thing for you, Coach. I can't think of anybody, but you've had some success with guys moving positions. So Josiah is a perfect example of that, was a D-line move to O-line. Anybody this year that's switching sides of the ball or anything special?
I don't see that coming yet. You know, right now we've hit where we're at, and you know, there's some guys potentially down the road that could do some things like that. But right now, no, we're good where we're at, and we've just got to get everybody healthy and see what they're going to do when we get into training camp.
Yeah, well, I know the players get some time off. I'm sure you're still working pretty hard. With
no doubt.
Portal, no vacations.
Portal.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time as always. We're looking forward to summer, getting the practices rolling again, and getting out and seeing these guys in action, seeing these battles, position battles that'll be going on throughout the summer as well. And we appreciate you, though. Appreciate you always, your kindness to our show, and taking time for us again tonight. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate all you do for us here at EKU Football and EKU Sports, because, you know, our kids really love coming on your show. I know Ryan loves being an intern there and helping out, and it's really helping him with what he wants to do in life. And so thank you for your support.
Well, it's truly my pleasure, Coach. Have a great night, and we'll see you around soon.
All right. See you soon.
Thank you. That's Coach Walt Wells, EKU Football, and great recap on everything going on this spring. And looking forward to getting things rolling here this summer. Tune in next Monday. We'll be back with more EKU coverage and the Sports Stove Local Hour. Hopefully Ryan will be back with us, even though they're kind of on breaks right now as well. So, but tune in, follow us on Twitter and Instagram if you're not already doing so, at Sports Stove. And then check out our sponsors today, just because of the way the show was set up. Didn't really get to them a whole lot. Righteous Felon Jerky, phenomenal, phenomenal beef jerky. I promise. You will not regret trying it out. Righteousfelon.com. And if you use the code STOVE15, that's STOVE15, you get 15% off your purchase. And then two local sponsors as well, IPM Pest and Termite, and All Around Roofing. Great spots if you need help, if you have pests, that's mice, ants, carpenter bees, all kinds of things. IPM Pest and Termite can help you out. And if you have things that need to be fixed on the exterior of your home, well, All Around Roofing's there for you. Whether it's roofing, windows, gutters, siding, whatever it is, All Around Roofing will take care of you there as well. Big shout out to Coach Wells. Appreciate him taking some time for us tonight. Thanks to Isaac for getting it all set up for us. And we'll be back next week with more coverage. But until then, we'll see you around the Sports Stove.